This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
What the hell is Aaron Rodgers doing on this beach, dude?
What is he doing on this beach?
Is he not sad? He looks very sad.
He's got to, like, have a photographer. Like, you remember, like, when people used to, like, call paparazzi?
Yep.
This was too Aaron Rodgers to not be staged. I'm sorry. Him being on this beach pondering life, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? He looks fresh off ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Fresh off ayahuasca.
Not a good beach, by the way. I hate the fact that you have to wear a blanket on the beach. What are you? Disgusting. Must be a California beach. Gross.
What's the grossest beach you've been to?
Probably in Nicaragua.
Wow.
Not good, dude.
Why?
Probably any beach on the Gulf side. Once you get around New Orleans, because it's mud.
Yeah.
It's not sand.
Not a real beach. Only three real beaches. No, okay, because some of those, you know, Central Florida beaches, Daytona, so I'll give them credit and stuff, but.
It's the water. It's,
it's like you're near ocean,
the Pacific beaches, the Atlantic beaches, but once you get over to, like, the West Coast, like gross. The Gulf. We have Lake Pontchartrain. It looks like dirt.
That's not
mud.
So he was
the water. The water's
what?
Muddy.
Wait, did you call it Lake what?
Pontchartrain.
That's what JFig does when she tries to get to work.
Okay.
That's a point. Point for Tobin.
You know that's a real lake, thing? Right?
Pontchartrain?
Pontchartrain.
Pontchartrain. Yeah.
It's probably Native American,
train.
Huh?
No, it's in Louisiana. It's in the world.
It is Louisiana. Huh?
There's still trains. Yeah. I don't think there was trains for them to name stuff like that. Okay. Does he also have strings on his headphones? Grow up, dude.
I can honestly see, you know what? Sometimes Bluetooth's a pain in the ass. I could see 100%. That being a thing.
Also, I don't like the, like when you're talking on the phone with the Bluetooth headphone.
When you're like this.
Can I just tell you? One of my biggest pet peeves in life is people that talk on their phone like this.
I hate that too.
What, if they're on speaker?
They, even without, even like, even if they're not, they talk. Yeah, I'm like, yo, dude, what are you doing?
I'm pretty guilty of that.
He is guilty.
Why?
I don't know.
Apparently, Connecticut Beach is nasty.
I mean, Connecticut's have a beach.
Exactly. Dude. Just think about it. New York. Someone tried to tell me New York had beaches. Get out of here, dude. Let's. This is him very clearly on ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah, he's filming a music video, guys.
Yeah. Hello, my friend. We meet again.
Also, he's not up early. He's up from the night before.
Maybe he never slept.
Never slept.
Maybe he never slept.
There is no way he's like up and at it. No.
Could you imagine, like, you're in the offices of the Giants or the Steelers, and you're like, he's doing what? Why does he look like that?
Why does he look like he's impersonating Batman?
First of all,
do you think Mike Tomlin's ever done that on a beach?
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
Man. This is an honest question. As a grown ass man.
Yeah.
When was the last time you wrapped yourself in a blanket on the beach?
Leroy, you do that every day.
Never, point never. No,
I said on the beach.
He said on the beach.
He said on the beach.
You
would have a blanket.
No, he wouldn't be on the beach, first of all.
To the beach.
Right.
He wouldn't be on the beach. But if he was on the beach, Leroy would be there under the umbrella with a coconut drink, getting plastered.
He would not have a coconut drink.
Oh, he 100% would.
What?
He would 100%
I'd have some type of Mai Tai.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Some...
We've shared daiquiris.
Drinks with straws?
He's a Bahama Mama.
What?
Drinks with straws.
The fruitier, the better. Give me whatever you got.
It looks like
I'll tell you what.
Don't tease us with a good time.
Listen, when you go to Vegas, they're asking.
This is the story from the...
Hey, big guy, you want one of these delicious daiquiris? We have daiquiri places everywhere.
Yes, I do. Mm. You know what? That's the one thing. Has the Hard Rock, have they replaced the daiquiri bar?
They have not.
That's the one thing, man, that's a bummer. They need Tuesdays in there or a Wet Willy's.
Well, you can imagine how much.
Because guess what? Here's the cool thing about where that was located. Yeah. You park in that parking lot right there. Whoop. You come out. Before you even go into casino, you can get your drink home.
Yeah. Not a good recipe, though, in regards to, like, I'm sure there was a bunch of mischievous activity, kerfuffles.
No.
People definitely got drunk.
Keep in mind, they did have bars out there too.
Kerfuffles.
Like they had that. Yeah. Didn't they have that Irish bar?
Leroy, got rid of all of them.
Oh, what was that? What was that place called? Murphy's Law.
Yes, it was.
You can pee in a trough there.
It was Murphy's Law. And you see, they got rid of all you hooligans.
What?
They put a nice. What did we went to? That was the super expensive virtual play thing. They got stuff like that. What was it called? Play? I think it was called Play Hard.
Where did they have that?
Remember where we went to for the Odyssey Gathering where we had...
Oh, that place is cool. I like that place.
That's the kind of establishment.
That place is cool.
I take
the Hard Rock
Right next door, I wish they would bring back the daiquiri.
Yeah, like they have. All I'm saying is, throw a daiquiri bar in there. You know what would go great in that center waterfall thing?
Oh, actually, yeah. That would be pretty.
Yeah, cool, but what do you do with the water?
Huh?
Because that's cool too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
In fact, the first time I went there to the new place, I ran into Jennifer.
By the way, we'll be there. We'll be there next week a bunch. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday for Buckets and Bets.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to come join us over there at the Hard Rock, Buckets and Bets, we'll be doing some broadcasts. We'll have more details on where we'll be on Tuesday, but I want to let you guys know we will be out on. We'll be out in these streets, everybody. If you guys want to go to Buckets and Bets and join us for all the buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment, you guys can join us March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino into a giant ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend with massive LED screens, beers with the crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at WQAM.com. It's presented by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, and it is sponsored by Gunther Mazda for car buying done your way. You've got to get to Gunther Mazda. All right, here are the details. This is from the Daily Mail. A solemn Aaron Rodgers was caught pensively strolling along a Malibu beach on Tuesday night as NFL fans told him to retire with his future amid the free agency. The shoeless 41-year-old quarterback was alone at sunset on the Pacific Coast, where he was seen sporting a backwards baseball cap and a blanket wrapped around his torso. Rodgers is wearing headphones in the candid pictures, but it's unclear if he was listening to music, a podcast, or perhaps taking a call with his agent concerning his next team. I love the Daily Mail. They really just
so detailed.
They stretch
like
it out. We don't know what was going on that beach there, love.
We don't know what song he was listening to.
I also
to.
Just love the idea that they're covering us. Like, they're just like, we are, who knows? Who's what? Say this American football there. The Jets planned on officially releasing Rodgers at 4 p.m., leaving the team with $49 million in dead money entering the 2025 season. Jesus. The Giants are interested in him. That's all the details. We all know that. And there he is, just barefoot. It's the blanket for me, though.
Please.
I think it's the headphones for me.
What's the temperature? Like, it can be. He played in Green Bay.
It says, here's how the article ends. It says, if you're looking for real inside information on Rodgers, don't bother asking his friend, Pat McAfee, the former Indianapolis Colts punter, told his audience on Wednesday he has no idea where Rodgers is playing next season.
Wink! We'll never give you up, Aaron. Love you. Punting!
Great. Great.
You know, it's funny. I was gonna call that you were bluffing.
The show that he's on is more secretive with Aaron Rodgers than Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah,
we would never break your chest, Aaron. We're rebellious punting.
They actually wrote that. I thought you were kidding.
No, I swear to God. You always think I'm fake Googling. Sometimes reality is better than fiction, JFig. This was written by them, and he's out there in his ayahuasca glory. Where do you think he's going to end up? Pittsburgh?
That looks like the most likely.
Well, Russ is apparently visiting with the Browns, because all that Kirk... I told you there was Kirk Cousins rumors. Now he's apparently Russ is visiting with Cleveland.
Oh, God.
I don't think he gets a job.
Why do you say it like that? Leroy's already thinking about having to talk about this with Jay Croft. Did you see your boy?
Here's the problem. If Pittsburgh didn't want him,
yeah,
and you go to a division with him, they're going to know everything to do that he can't do.
Bernie Kosar was already recruiting on social media.
I would say this. I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it. All things equal, if I had a choice between Kirk Cousins and Mr. Unlimited, I'm taking Mr. Unlimited for one reason. He's healthier.
Agreed. Your boy Bernie, about 3 hours ago, he tweeted a selfie of himself with Ciara. I believe it's old because she's wearing a Seahawks jersey.
Ah.
And he says, how about hashtag Cleveland at Ciara? And Dangerous Wilson.
Oh,
he has so much.
Can I just say this?
Hashtag you
when
matter.
When I watch Russ Wilson play,
he's popular.
Dangerous is not the word that comes to mind.
Hashtag you matter. Hashtag dog pound. Hashtag Browns. Hashtag healthy habits.
He does do the old.
He does the zonk.
Yeah. He does the zonk. 17 hashtags.
Be careful though. It's spicy.
Oh, is there action on it?
No, I just want to hear his voice. He's dangerous.
Mr. Unlimited. All right. Headlines there were brought to you by our friends over at Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Somebody got really excited over the most adorable thing yesterday. Tell you about it next. Pep is used to mean something in this town. Pep is used to mean something around these parts.
When was the last time someone heard like a, you know, not just heard it playing, but I mean like we played it because we knew this game is.
I think the Wizards game was the last time. I remember the Pepe's button getting hit.
Look at us.
I remember the Pepe's button getting hit.
Look at us.
You know? Somebody unmute Leroy.
Not it.
That's Thank on you. Me. I'm sorry.
I would imagine that one time we came in here saying they played it kind of early.
I don't think they've ever jinxed Peppa's. I still don't think that they have had that happen. It's gotten close, but I don't think that's happened. Yesterday, the Heat lose yet again. They fall to the LA Clippers at home. This is a game that the Clippers not only didn't have Kawhi Leonard, no surprise, didn't have Norman Powell, who leads them in points per game. Ty Lue took the night off with a back injury. So they had their backup coach.
Their coach took the night off, huh?
Their coach took the night off.
Nice.
And the Heat still lost.
Nice.
Handsomely. They got beat in the fourth quarter yet again in a game they never led except 2-0.
Jeez.
And they lose 119-104. The only moment that brought you a little bit of solace, because there was some good offense yesterday for the Heat. Andrew Wiggins had a nice game, you know, did a little bit of everything. Tyler Hero, 31 points from him. But if you looked up and down the lineup, everybody was a minus and a deep minus, except for Pelle Larsson. The only person yesterday who gave the Heat plus minutes was Pelle Larsson. And let me just tell you something. Intangibles! Wow! And I mean, wow! Leroy, did you see that play by him yesterday, or did you decide not to torture yourself?
I didn't torture
myself. I'm going to send it to you. Dude, if we could put intangibles on a postcard, this play that Pelle Larsson had yesterday, dude, it's really sad this is one of the most exciting plays of the season, but it was.
No, it was scrappy.
Dude. It was scrappy.
It was Heat culture.
Dude, I thought Wes Goldberg made a great point on Locked On where he's like, you know, this used to not be rare for the Heat. They used to identify themselves with players. And it was such a great point by Wes. Wow. He's right. The fact that we're like, hustle! Oh, hustle! But this was so intangibles, Leroy. I'm sending you the play right now. He dives like Superman to the floor, right? Gets the ball, gets it to Duncan Robinson, who was like, whoop, 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 isn't able to handle it, kicks it back to Pella, who then has to get into another dogfight for the ball. Gets the ball back, throws it to Terry Rozier, who, by some miracle of God, hit a three.
Yeah.
And
even Terry couldn't ruin it.
Brought the Heat to within 2 points.
You know, it's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
What?
I thought the Heat were wearing white for a second. So I was following an intangible in the white. And then I'm like, damn, they gave up a three? What is he talking about? And then I realized.
You know what? If I can't blame you. That's just how they are with their jerseys these days, dude. NBA, they just play willy-nilly rules.
Well, it's opposite. Usually the white jerseys are at home for...
Yeah.
Right. So this time they're wearing dark jerseys, which threw me off.
Pelle Larsson, very fired up about this. And let me tell you, he was fired up, but nobody, Leroy, and I mean nobody, was more fired up than the legend himself, Ron Rothstein. This was him at halftime.
I like where we are right now, and I absolutely... Love. L-O-V-E.
Every which way.
The play I'm going to show you, I don't care that we're down five.
It doesn't matter.
We're going to watch Pelle Larsson's play. This is a coach's dream. Here we go. Now he gets up. See, he doesn't quit on the play. Oh, stop. Stop. Stop it. Would you look at that? Come on now. Okay? This would make any football coach happy. Roll it. Here comes the third touch. But that's not enough. Watch him now. Duncan tries to call timeout. Watch. We don't get the timeout, luckily, because they don't think he's got possession. He's biting. He's rolling. He kicks it to Duncan, who kicks it back. There it goes. He's got it again. That's four. Watch this. Now here comes the assist. Oh, and Rozier says, I can't miss this one.
I better not miss this one.
He'll kill me. Bang. One of the great plays we've seen all year long by a really good-looking rookie.
I don't know how to follow all that up.
He's right. Handsome, dude. Wow. Pella Larsen, he gets out of that dog. His hair still looks incredible. Incredible. Nothing that Ron Rothstein said there was incorrect, and it was the only joy that I was brought last night, because my joy has been sucked from me like a vampire. But that brought me joy yesterday, seeing Pella Larsen play like a dog.
Boom! Whoa!
Liked him at all cost.
This guy was animated.
Who's better than Ron Rothstein?
That was good.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it right there!
Oh, boy.
Okay, roll the tape!
He's the greatest.
Some guy is just clicking play, and he's making it seem like someone's loading a new drum of film.
Does anything give Ron Rothstein more joy than hustle?
No, apparently not.
Roll it!
Roll the film. We're just clicking, dude. We just click.
It was great. And Pella flexing the guns. See, that's how he acts, but that's the thing that I love about Pella Larsen. If I could actually do something positive with the Heat, the love about Pella Larsen is that man acts like that for his teammates, too. Like, he gets really inordinately celebratory for any play from his teammates, and he deserved that moment. It's unfortunate that, you know, the answer to this from everybody else was, we need more of that. You guys control that, you know?
Yeah.
I saw Tyler say that yesterday. It's like, yeah, okay, dude, you scored a great game. You know, I don't know, shuffle your feet on defense once. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, Leroy, I can't believe this James Harden's still getting away with it.
Oh, my God.
I
goodness.
Mean, he's still getting away with it.
It's like Looney Tunes with the step.
So infuriated watching him play basketball where he just goads everybody. And I was like, Hewitt Highsmith, are you kidding, dude? Are you kidding? Ron Rothstein wasn't done, by the way, because he thought that Pella did a good job on James Harden, who did blow by Pella a couple times. Let's be fair. I'm not going to be a complete heat homer here. But one of the things that he loved, Leroy, was his hands. He loved Pella's hands when defending James Harden. Here's more Ron Rothstein on FanDuel Sports Sun.
Larson's timing on his double teams is really impressive. And yeah, and the other thing that's impressive is, see, he doesn't just come to double team. He comes with high hands, and he forces hang time passes. That's why we're stealing him, okay? This kid alone has had a tremendous impact on the game, and I couldn't be... I'm thrilled for it. I love it.
Get this man some water.
I love it.
That was fun to watch. And hopefully, sign of things to come. Ron mentioned the doubles. Well, there he is. There's a double.
High hands.
Lead to the Tyler Hero steal.
He really is. Like, he's beside himself. Will's like, can I get you some water, Ron?
This is the most joy I've heard him speak with.
So happy.
That was great.
High hands. Yeah. High hands.
This is all we have.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Oh, Leroy.
WE style.
What the hell was that?
What?
Now, what did you just do there? What did you just do? I didn't hear Leroy, and I heard a professional and like some guy. I don't know what he was calling over there. What happened?
He was unmuted, by the way. Just saying.
It was a preview of the mixed bag. You know, I just got ahead of myself there for a second. It's my fault.
Anyway, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. Demesman and Dover.
One big happy family. All right. We got mostly clear skies.
I see like a cloud, one little baby cloud, but it gives me the direction. Looks like the winds are coming out of the southwest, or is that northwest? Northwest at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It has been a little cooler, so I'm going to guess it's 75, 80 degrees. And I wouldn't count on any rain today because it is beautiful.
Why does your graphic block Frog Boy on there?
You're like, oh, completely wow.
It's not Frog Boy's weather.
Whoa! Right. All right. Just completely, hey, like, take him out there.
What's up there?
You know why, Marcos?
Just gonna, oh.
Seems like somebody.
We had a dog come through.
I'm just saying, it kind of seems like somebody got back to cropping out.
Oh, ho! Back to her.
What?
That's a whole topic I refuse to talk
is
about.
Is it?
Right
back
now.
To her.
Is it?
It is.
Let's get to, if we can crop out Frog Boy, because we have to get to his mix bag!
Yeah.
The mix bag is brought to you by JFig's Instagram. She'll crop you out.
Yeah, she will. Yeah, she will.
Sorry.
Don't stop, cheap crop.
I like scissors, you know, to cut people out.
Yikes.
I don't like the way that sounded. I feel like you should just dump that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Actually, you know.
I was trying to sing a song called Scissors.
Oh, we will clip that.
I don't like that.
We'll clip that. Gotta put that with the me preferring Mac has to be at the show montage.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be at the end of show montage.
It's good.
Not okay.
What do you got in the mix bag, Froggy?
I have a little bit of local love. We've heard from Ron Rothstein, who praised the Rook.
Yes.
Now let's hear from the Rook himself, huh? Let's hear from Pella Larson on the tough, loose ball play that resulted in probably the most shocking thing about the play, a made three-pointer from Terry Rozier.
Yeah, I should have just called a timeout. That would have been easier. But I remember a play I had in Philly when the ball was on the floor and I didn't dive on it. And kind of haunted me for a little bit, so I'm glad I got that one back.
Wow, I love this kid, man.
Still thinking about it, huh?
I love this kid, man. I really do.
Still thinking about
it. I've enjoyed watching him play basketball. The only thing he's got to watch out is the grabby grabs.
Yeah.
He's a, you know, I feel like a summer with the Heat. He's going to be a dynamic, dynamic bench player for them next year. I really do.
All right.
Here we just going at it.
Why does that keep happening to me?
Hey, dude, fix it, huh?
I'm trying.
Can you get your P's and Q's together with your bit? You know it's coming every day.
You know, it's...
Crop out that stuff.
It's me trying to get the video version of it. That's really what it is.
I understand. What else you got in the mixed bag there, Marcos?
A little more from the Miami Heat. Tyler Hero.
A lot of points yesterday.
A lot of points. A lot of accountability from the man. He says, me and Bam... Even though it's Bam and I have to get this team turned around. Let's hear from Tyler.
I mean, I'm even keel. I try to stay, you know, not get too high and not get too low for moments like this. But this is when this has to bring the best out of me and Bam, specifically trying to lead this team and get this thing turned around.
Well, no bigs, dude. It's not like we got plenty of games left. It's not like there's only like, you know, oh, God. Take your time.
Still got all the time in the world.
You have all offseason if you keep doing that.
Take your time, dude. Whatever you need, because by my count, it's March 13th.
Okay. Yeah.
Right around. We need to get it together. Don't get. You know what? No, actually, something, Tyler. All right. Respectfully, great season by you. You know, individually. Maybe get a little lower, huh? Maybe the two of you get a little lower. Maybe get a little in your feelings, and maybe get a little sad. And you, look at Pella. Pella's been thinking about that for months.
It's true.
He's been low. Anyway. Stunned Steve says, I thought Tobin wanted ping pong balls. I'm all over the place. I can't handle myself.
It changes every day.
I'm trying to do bits at my house. I'm angering my daughter.
You're stealing from your daughter.
I was actually concerned for you yesterday.
Why?
After every game, somebody... What? Somebody out there is like, he's going to blow.
I mean, you.
Really, I was very zen yesterday.
I don't know. That it's was a close zen set. Or broken?
No, no, no. It's a close. I wasn't broken. I am going to listen to Eric Spoelstra because I listen to my coach, and my coach tells us to enjoy the struggle.
Yeah.
Struggle and forge on. And there's beauty in the struggle. So I was trying to find the beauty in the struggle.
Did you find it?
I feel like I did. I feel like I did. I feel like I did. But then I kind of woke
up. Words.
I think I did. And then, you know, you know, then I hear ridiculous things like that. You don't have to get too high. You don't have to get too low. Get low! It's like Flo Rida said, dude. Heat lifer.
This season.
Put on them apple bum jeans.
Okay.
And get low, Tyler.
Clip.
Sitting out here. Where are your boots with the fur?
Asking the questions we're all wondering.
It's kind of hard to be wearing those.
I don't care. Get low. The whole club was looking at burr, which is very low right now. You guys haven't been efficient.
Whole club was looking at her. That's good.
Point for Tony.
But I'm fine. Beauty in the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beauty in the struggle.
I see it.
If I never hear that phrase again, I'll be okay.
Beauty in the struggle. For John. What else you gonna expect?
You seem very zen.
Zen, dude. I'm
so zen.
I'm centered.
This season has driven you to drink and wear costumes in your garage. It's not good.
I stole my kid's astronaut nightlight yesterday.
What are we doing, dude? What are
we? I took my daughter's rainmaker.
Your kids aren't sleeping as well now.
I looked at him and was like, he's asleep. He don't need it. He didn't need his nightlight. He took his nightlight for a while.
What if we had nightmares?
Well, yeah. It was fine. I snuck out. My daughter, light sleeper. I thought I was going to be able to sneak in and take the noisemaker. And she's like, what are you doing? She's like, woke up.
Wow.
And
you're just there with your tank hat on.
What? I didn't have the tank hat on yesterday.
Thank God.
I couldn't determine if I wanted to do Sergeant Tank yesterday.
Yeah.
So I went with Heat Guru.
It's okay.
Beauty in the struggle.
Beauty in the struggle, of course.
Kind of like ayahuasca for a second.
Do you want to hear from Angel Reese?
Yeah.
Can she not make a bucket near the goal?
Well, what she can do is win over the hearts of many. And also let us know that WNBA potentially could be striking. What she thinks about that.
The CBA is coming up soon. I can't wait.
Girl, y'all benefited from everything. Y'all youngins benefited from NIL.
What does that mean? We deserve more.
Of course.
Everybody.
I agree.
Everybody.
I agree with that.
But we got to get face the consequences. Damn, we got to get it up.
Y'all
got to
do something. Y'all got to do something.
But the women coming in, not this year, but next year. Or,
yeah. Because
the ones coming this year will still be in the rookie contract again.
Mm-hmm.
The ones the year after, they going to get more. They probably going to be making more than us.
I'm hurt. They are. Like, I've been in the meetings. They are.
I need to get in the meetings. I need
you
to get
do.
The field.
You need to come to the meetings.
I need to get in the meetings because I'm hearing, like, yeah, they don't get, if y'all don't give us what we want, like, we said
yeah,
no.
That's a possibility. For real.
Yeah.
WNBA going to sit out this year?
No, they got that other league now that's going on. That
yeah, but that's in the off season, right? Like, that's going on down here?
For sure.
That stops, well, because originally a lot of the WNBA players go play in other countries.
Yeah.
And now there's a league here, so a lot of them don't have to do that. However, like, it does seem like it happens. It happens in, you know, bargaining, you know, agreements. They get to the end and, you know, they want changes. Mm-hmm. And so they're negotiated. Collective bargaining is negotiated. If you don't go in with that, you know, that idea, you can't go into it saying we're going to strike. Strike has to be an end result of not getting the compensation you think you deserve. I think sometimes you have to be a little more politically correct with how you go after the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, not, listen, that I'm not, let me change that. The wealthy people.
Right, right, right. It's going to be interesting. I mean, like, we're at a point where it's obviously the women's basketball has never been hotter right now, even with all the legends that there have been. Like, this is, you know, definitely they're at a big moment here with Caitlin Clark, and, you know, even if you look in the college ranks still with, you know, with Juju Watkins or Paige Buckner and all that, like, they have a Tyler Hero wears Sabrina Ionescu's shoes, you know, like, this, they are having a big moment. I hope there's not a work stoppage, but I also hope, you know, I hope they get a little bit of a bum ski. They feel like they deserve it.
Right. So it's all the normal course of, you know, look, right now the WNBA is smoking. It has, you know, taken leaps and bounds the last couple of years. And so it's only fair that certain things change because of that. What I would also say is this. Is she the one that should be saying that? She's been in the league for 2 years.
Well, she is, but she's also, like, her rivalry with Caitlin. Like, she definitely is more vocal than Caitlin. I don't ever see Caitlin do podcasts. So she has a podcast, you're going to hear from her.
Right. You know?
Stunt Steve says, the rich hate compensating people properly.
That's why they're rich. But I would say this. I tell people this all the time, that you make according, your income is based according to what your company makes. So if your company makes more, you make more.
Right.
Football's no different. Basketball, baseball, whatever.
I mean, there's talk that the Soul's coming back. I wonder how that's going to do down here. I'm curious. You know, we can see down here with, I mean, because it feels like if WNBA...
Now's the perfect time to do it.
Why?
Because
it's so hot. Oh, for expansion. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But they do. I feel like, you know, like, this is definitely a market that's, they're going to need a marquee person right away. Asia Wilson, make a stink.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
whoa.
Well, keep in mind, basketball is going to be in Vegas pretty soon.
Oh, no.
Damn.
You know it's going there.
No, I know. It should go there.
I tell you what. I remember a few years ago, our first visit to Vegas, when everybody made, like, they were going to separate the sports from the casino.
Mm-mm.
Dude, there was 700 flags.
No.
In the casino.
That's how you knew right away, though, it was going to be a big deal, because, like, the way they treated the Knights as soon as they got them, like, they treated them like they were the biggest thing in town. And even still, like, every Knights game is an event. Like, it's so cool.
Right. And dude, we went to eat at a restaurant without really fully understanding that was the step-off point for the game. And it was packed.
Let me tell you something right now, Pat Riley. Okay. If that Vegas team comes about, okay, and he asks out, all right, to go be with Asia in Vegas, I'll be furious with you. You better fix it this summer. Zen, though. I'm zen.
Yeah.
Totally zen.
I'm zen.
Mm. Very convincing.
Beauty in the struggle. There's something beautiful on the other side, JFig. Oh, that's what Spo says. And stress is good.
Sure, I'm sure.
Stress is good. Stress is good.
We're doing a lot of right things right now.
Take a break. Back after this.